without question.
Judge, go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Joyner?
Yes.
Could you please, we'll start the hearing. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Kendra Lee Joyner, 310-891.
Okay, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant. I see you were notified about this hearing on June 29th. Do you remember that? You signed a paper?
Yes.
Okay. And on that paper is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or will you represent yourself today?
Representative.
Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to the opposite end of the bench from me, so down to your right on the far end, is the Honorable Lee Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here, the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel lead today. We also have with us in the room Mr. Turner, who is a community corrections officer with department, and he's going to represent the department and your hearing, your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Ms. Joyner and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Ms. Joyner?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Joyner, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So we'll start phase one, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me whether it's true or false. Okay, so here we go with phase one, and it is, the allegation is you were in violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day of your release from custody on April 27, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Joyner, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Oops. Okay. Based on Ms. Joyner's admission, then, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal laser company.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, so now Ms. Joyner, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, whether your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background info. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to talk with you in a minute. Mr. Turner.
All right. Ms. Joyner was released from ADC custody on 4/27/2018. And arrested on 6/9/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She has returned back to ADC custody on 6/20/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/28/2018 with 43 absconding. Correct convictions, 2014 commitment A, count 3, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2015 commitment B, dangerous drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. 2014 commitment C, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2016, commitment D, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is her first term at ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No SDG information is noted and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with promoting contraband noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, they were not filed or dismissed. So the GV score, G3, V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Ms. Joyner, we have an almost blank case supervision summary page because it looks like you did not report to the parole office. You were supposed to go to Oasis House on North Swan Road in Tucson?
Yes.
So where did you go instead?
I had no transportation.
So where did
you... I was released.
You were released at Perryville? And?
Yeah, and they took me to the mall, and the car that I had with my number and the money on it, they got stolen.
Okay, so where did you go?
To the street. I had no one. I don't have any family out there.
So you were in the streets in Phoenix or in Tucson?
And Phoenix.
And Phoenix, okay. All right. So you were, you had no phone to make a call to your parole officer, or?
No, I didn't have no money to buy a phone.
Okay, so you had no money, no phone. So what did you do for those 43 days?
I just walked the streets.
Okay. Were you doing any drugs?
No.
No? During that time period?
No, no drugs.
Okay. And what were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
We were walking.
Okay. Where were you walking?
I went on 7th Avenue.
Okay, 7th Avenue. And why did they notice you? What brought you to their attention?
It was due to the person that I was with. It wasn't due to me.
Oh, okay. And what was that person doing?
They said that he was identified as someone that robbed a car wash, I believe.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it was just they were after him in particular, and they checked your ID then, and...
Yes.
And then they were after him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Okay, Ms. Joyner, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity, though, to make a final statement. Is there anything else the board should know?
No, ma'am. I just apologize for not being able to actually get to your time.
Okay, all right, thank you. Ms. Joyner, the board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Ms. Joyner, we have such limited information on her. She's here on her commitments are around drugs, dangerous drugs, drug paraphernalia, but she says she did not use while she was out. Had the residence set up to go to but couldn't get to Tucson, and spent 43 probably not too pleasant days being homeless on the streets of Phoenix. I think the best thing for her is just for her to finish her her term. She absconded for 43 days, so we didn't know what was happening. She's got a November 28th release date, but I'm thinking the best thing for her is just to finish her sentence, and she can do whatever she wants to do without any supervision. But I'd listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, hearing no other input. Based on information in warrant 2018W1426, information we learned from Mr. Turner and our discussion with Ms. Joyner, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Joyner was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 43 days, during which time her parole officer was unable to monitor her activity.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Moore, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Joyner, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You've got over 4 months to do. And at the end of that, you won't have a parole officer to worry about. You'll just be finished with your charges. We sincerely hope that you take this time to make a plan for yourself so you can figure out what you're going to do, because that date is going to be here before you know it. And we certainly hope that you don't stay involved with drugs. I mean, that is just, you have a very, very limited involvement with criminal justice. You have almost no discipline in the prison. You just strike me as somebody that just doesn't belong there at all. And the drugs is what's going to get you there. So we wish you the best, and appreciate the way your demeanor and your hearing today. You've been very pleasant with us, so we really appreciate it. So your hearing is over, and we would appreciate if you'd give the phone back, or just lay it down on the counter there, I think is the best. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.